This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association November Board Meeting. Turn that heater up.
Oh, it hasn't been lit yet?
Yes. Yeah. So I thought you don't get cold.
I don't get cold except when I get cold. Okay, we have an agenda that was sent. Anybody have any additions, changes to the agenda? We have a, I'm going to have the flag in here so we won't do the pledge. We have a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Somebody.
Terry Pissey already
approved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comments. Anybody have anything to say to us before we start?
No, I'm going to have to leave about 10.
Okay, you can say what you got to say. That's great.
I was just going to give an update on our
life. Oh, perfect. That's perfect. Good.
A week ago last Wednesday, we got our final approval on our project for the WFHF grant. This is about a $70,000 grant. So we are officially started on it, and we've already had a couple of jobs completed. This is a grant that will fund the Chip and Hall events, and I'd like to set one up starting about the middle of March if possible. Start collecting the slash about the middle of March and have it all ground up before the annual meeting.
So what date would you propose to have the grinding, the actual
grinding?
Yeah.
Probably the second or third Saturday in May.
Okay. And then logistically, actually people can start dropping stuff off anytime, really. And, you know, you want to have some sort of a start date for that rather than have...
No sense of starting before March.
Okay.
Because there's only going to be out there all winter long.
Okay. So you'll announce it like at the first part of March, and then once you make the announcement, just
people will start bringing
stuff. Okay, and we'll plan on mid March. And then the second one.
Well, the other grant?
No, the second chipper day. Would you have more than one?
We'll see how that goes. It'll probably be next year.
Okay.
The following year, 2016.
Oh, okay.
We've been cut back to two.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Very good. Thanks. Thanks, Lauren. Anything else about FireWise?
No, we are reporting time now.
Ah, okay.
Because there's a new timesheet. It's posted on the WCA website.
Take care of it.
Okay. We could probably link to that, I suppose.
John Hill.
And because you that accounts for in-kind...
That goes toward our 10% obligation.
90-10, right.
Yeah.
And is there an hourly rate?
Or? Yeah, it's marked on there. They allow us $18 an hour.
Okay.
And 55 cents per mile and actual expenses.
So hauling the slash down to the pile would count as mileage?
Yes.
Okay. Or if anybody goes to the dump? On their own, we count as mileage.
And then they can report as an expense the cost of the dump fees, too.
Okay. Every little penny counts, right?
I'm sorry?
Every penny counts.
Yes. This time, we'll...
Okay.
So, Lauren, could you send me maybe just a little article, maybe 8 or 10 sentences, and we could put that in the fall newsletter?
Well, if you...
Up online, right? At least, coming
well,
in March.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people could start seeing it this year.
Very well. Good. Okay. Anybody else have anything to say before Rudy moved away from the table?
I have a question on that. So is there a start date? Like, does their contributions, their expense and all that, does it start in 2015? Or is it more of a...
It's effective as of whatever day was a week ago Wednesday.
That you got the grant.
Right.
Okay. We normally don't allow crosstalk.
You said it in your question.
Not for him.
Your daughter just chopped you down like a tree.
She's not afraid of me like some of you are.
Okay. Anybody else for anything for right now? Okay. We had a discussion this morning here about the bylaws. They'll come up later in the committee report. The committee has presented them to us. I think the consensus of the board, what we're going to do now is we're on the 22nd. For those of you that are interested, we'll have a call-in meeting with the board again and discuss them in a round-robin thing similar to the way we handled the purchase of the fire truck and handle this item by item in the bylaws. Have a discussion. Everybody has input, and we'll hammer out the language at that time and decide then what the language will be. I think that's pretty much the consensus of our board, and Steve's going to let the members know describe what it is, how we're going to do it, and what we're going to do, and hopefully the 22nd is open for everybody pretty much. It's a week before Thanksgiving, so.
Tom, what other day it is, please?
It's happy birthday time for Vic.
So I get 3 votes from the board extra.
It's going to cost you big time.
That's pretty good.
Lots of 4 years have already cost me big time.
Fishing for pros.
Secretary's report.
So the minutes from the October meeting were distributed, matter of fact, right after the board meeting. So you should have seen those. They're also posted up on the website. The most recent mailing that we did, we had a total of 39 returns out of that, out of the 800, I believe, that we sent out. So the addresses used for that mailing came from the most up-to-date data from Yavapai County. The breakdown of those returns was 2 returned as vacant by the Postal Service, 2 were returned as unable to forward, 2 or 3 actually were returned as not deliverable as addressed. So using the county data, it's the best data we have. 4 came back from the Postal Service. This shows that there were new owners of record that we did not have in there. The county data didn't carry yet. 14 came back with the updated addresses, and I went ahead and made sure that those updated addresses do appear in the county data, so the next time we pull that, we'll have current addresses. And then 14 were returned with updated addresses that were not updated in the county data. So I'm going to hang on to those 14 and use those updated addresses the next time we do a mailing if they're not updated in county data at that point. So we'll be as current as we can with the next mailing. Let's see. We did send out some thank you letters to the contractors who provided some discounted services or donated their services and their materials for the break room and the storage area. And just as a kind of a little breakdown of the construction project itself, the in-kind services that we had from Walker residents totaled $12,290. In-kind donations, that came from materials donated by the contractors was $7,238. And we had some additional in-kind donations of materials, sinks, water heater, things like that, $5,350. That's all I got.
Motion to dismiss with the reading of the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
do you
say? Hey, he's been in there once. See, people know I'm here.
Okay. Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
First line, we see service for a tree with a tree. Rudy wasn't here last time. I mean, he really did a fabulous job on the addition. I mean, this in-kind thing, like, if you add all that up, so almost 50% of the job was donated, gifted. When you add all the, if you added all the value of the hours of the people that actually worked on it, it's probably more than because that's donated money, really, because we didn't have to spend it. Second piece of information is I'm finally getting my act together here to turn everything over to Steve. I don't know, do we have in the minutes making him the treasurer? I don't think we do. We just had a lot of discussion. I think maybe this is something that...
We'll make the motion.
I'm not sure that the existing treasurer should make the motion, but...
Well, get the guy sitting next to you to make the motion.
I make the motion we get rid of the deadbeat that's currently No, I make a motion that we transfer the treasurer's position from Vic to Steve.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion about this? All in favor?
Please.
Aye.
All right. Okay.
Don't put deadbeat in there.
Now, having said that, I need a copy of these minutes as soon as I can, Russ, to take to the bank, because they need it to their record.
Oh, to transfer.
To transfer,
okay.
Yeah, so that he...
Okay.
Did you get a chance to talk? You haven't talked to her yet, have you?
Okay,
no, that's fine.
Okay.
There's no great question on that. I'm going to nominate Christy McFarland has been the assistant treasurer. And I'm not real sure. She hadn't had to do much. I think she'll keep
doing
it. Maybe we should table that when you can have a conversation.
At least for a short term, it'd be nice if she
The reason we have an assistant treasurer, quite frankly, I was out of town a lot. These guys live out of the community. And Christy's there most of the time, so when there's emergencies, she has checks, and she sees a signature on the check writing. Sometimes you got emergencies, you can't wait for somebody to mail a check. So that's the biggest thing. Plus, when you're on vacation, something needs to be done. So anyway, we'll talk about that later then. Then go to the finances that Bill kindly handed to me this morning, because I've been out of town for the last 3 days. They always come right before the meeting because, quite frankly, he really rushes to get them closed. As you think about it, we're reviewing October numbers on the 8th. You know, that's pretty good because it takes a period of time here really to get things closed out. But real quickly, our cash still is floating around $134,000 for the month. You know, I always like to look at contributions because that's kind of what drives everything. We're actually $110 ahead, I see, for the month. And this is not a month, where we get much of anything. Overall, it's the good news. We're ahead of our budget by almost $10,000. So we're too good, $10,000. So this means, again, expenses are remaining tight and below. Giving is up, thanks to Bill's last letter. I mean, we did get close to $10,000 out of it, I said last month. And those were only sent to people who hadn't given, so that's $10,000 of new money. Think about it, that's almost 20% of what I'm giving, so I mean, that's really good. So life's good. Don't screw it up. Thank you.
Thanks for your vote of confidence.
Okay. And then I think, Vic, too, the Walker Trash has some surplus that beyond what we gave. I don't know exactly. It'll be, I think, a couple thousand dollars. Do you want to wait and do that to transfer when we normally do it? Or should I talk about that?
Yeah, I want to hear it's funny because we don't need the cash per se. I think it's good to just do it once. So
okay.
I think last year it was $7,000, as I recall.
I think so.
Yeah. Pretty good. I mean, for putting dumpsters out there, they need to be out there anyway.
Right. Okay. All right. I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report?
Aye.
All right. I have a tendency
to... You've done a great job, Vic.
Thanks.
Glad to see you leave.
Thank you. Great job. I'm going to mess it.
Have a little discipline here. Okay. I have a tendency...
You got a little.
I have a tendency to forget this fire chief report. I don't know why. It's just written in small print down there.
Only fire department.
Roger.
All right, short report this month. We had one medical call. Personnel, we've started enrolling people into the Wildfire Academy for 2015, including one new recruit for the basic class, so that's kind of, new blood into the department, so that's good. Fleet, we're still going through the annual servicing, so as a point of information to Vic's comment about being ahead on the budget, we'll probably catch up a little bit as the Engine 86 is in there right now. The two tenders still have to go in, so that... Knock on wood, there's nothing major going on, but there'll be some expense there. Training, we continued our structured training module. Next, we'll be focusing on EMS. That will last until the spring when we start wildland training right before the fire season starts. Facilities, we're enjoying the extra room, both in the main garage, back shed, and here in the office. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, I will continue to be the VP for another year. PRCC, it says no report, which is not right. We're participating in the Christmas parade this year. We've done the last couple of years, and that is Powick that, or, I'm sorry, it's Powick that coordinates that. PRCC, there is no report. There was no meeting. Very quiet month. Any questions?
Roger, some months ago we were talking about the radios and our radio thing. Are you doing any more on that? Is there any discussion? And Mark was going to look at what the possibilities were. Is that still in the works?
Yes. It would be smaller than I would have ever thought that I've come to learn. One thing that we're looking at is installing another repeater up on Big Bug. It would be like a repeater, in case you don't know, is essentially the size of a small suitcase with a couple of old radios in it. They're old-looking radios, I guess I should say. It's like a couple of $1,000s for the hardware of the repeater. Beyond that, I don't know the further expense, but we've got some dead spots. This one medical call was off of Bannymine Road, and there's a pretty big dead spot, and we weren't able to communicate effectively for that call. Having the two repeaters opposite each other would address that. In terms of what I think you're talking about, in terms of Todd Bentley wanting us to get off the channel. So basically, as a recap, I approached him and told him we would institute a new policy in terms of how we respond. And the short version is we move everyone over to the Walker repeater. The only person who engages with or on that on the Groom Creek channel is the incident commander. The trucks check in and check out on that channel, but then they're off that channel for the duration of the call. So it cuts down on the traffic, I would say, by 90%, which was his beef. And so I set an expectation we'll ease into it slowly, but we did it right away. We've not screwed that up, and he's been happy with the extent to which we've changed our procedure. So I don't think that's going to be an issue going forward.
Okay. At long range, we will eventually have our own direct access to the dispatch center or not?
Right here, right now, that's not necessary. The obstacle in doing that from PRCC standpoint is there wouldn't be adding more personnel. It would be an additional task on the same person's plate. So the person who monitors the Groom Creek channel, which again is our channel, that's one of several things that that person does. So if we create our own channel, which can be done, then that's another task for someone to do, which from, obviously they're kind of talking their interest in this, but they're saying that increases the chance that something could be missed. Any of you who monitor our frequency knows that there's plenty of times when Groom Creek calls alarm for stuff, far more so than we need to, but in the context of being a full-time professional department, and alarm never hears them. There's a thing where something lights up on the board, and so someone has to see that thing light up when they talk. The earpiece, quote-unquote, I don't know every moving part to this, but the earpiece that someone would hear are frequency, they're not necessarily always wearing, so they have to see a light. They don't see the light, they don't know that they're being called.
Right. How many dispatchers are at PRCC?
It's a small number. It's smaller than you think. I think per shift, it's like 6 or 8. Yeah. And there's, two police departments, Chino, Prescott, Central Yavapai, right, fire departments, and then all the small departments.
And sheriff's office on a different...
Correct. When you call 911, you go to sheriff dispatch. So if you need law enforcement, you're at the right place.
Okay.
I've got a fire. Hold on. They put you through to PRCC.
Okay. Except for the cities that are on the police departments that they're dispatching, right? the Prescott Police?
No, I don't think so. I think every 911 call goes to sheriff and then is moved from there.
Okay, from the address. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions for Rogers? What the water tenders? If we have any idea how much a water tender is going to cost?
So I've done some looking, and we are thinking in terms of $40,000. That's probably that's about right. That's going to get us a mid to, and if we look around, late 90s truck. Our current vehicles are like 1990-ish. So you know, we'd be able to, you know, at $40,000, we'd be able to I think make a meaningful improvement.
What's a new one cost?
I've seen those range from $200 to $400.
Well, we can do that.
As your treasurer.
Go away. Move that money around, Dick.
Okay.
I can do it for a long time.
Although, actually, I would add on to that in terms of creating context. Moving from like mid or late 90s to the early 2000s, that's like almost a, from what I've seen looking on a couple of things, that's almost a double in cost.
Yeah.
So for us, that sweet spot is mid to late 1990s.
Okay. What are they now?
1990. So, I mean, it's not wildly, you know, it's not dramatic improvement, but you get a 6-7 year
now,
newer truck.
What are the ages of our trucks now?
From 1990.
Oh, really? So why are we trading 1990 for 1990?
No, 95, 97.
Oh, only 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, unless we have to go, you know, much bigger dollar-wise. To get into the 2000s. I mean, anything can happen. We can, you know, find something that would do it. But you know,
I heard that the president of the board usually donates.
What's the bill?
$50,000 a year.
Okay. It's about time for me to step down.
We may be waiting for a long time for a tender. But
yeah. Well, it, as you say, it is not critical. It's just that one day they're going to go into the Central Yellow Pine and he's going to say, hey, you're going to spend $15,000 to get this thing back up. Okay, any other questions? I'm sorry. Everyone is asking another question. Okay.
I guess I would add, in my letter to the community, I kind of made it clear, hey, in the next couple of months, we're going to start asking you for money for a tender.
Right. Okay. Motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Motion.
Terry. Okay. Any reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any reports? The bylaws, we're going to postpone the discussion about the bylaws until the 22nd. I think we've already, is that right, Steve?
Sir.
Okay.
That's correct.
Firewise already reported. Okay. The fundraising, we got the newsletter is in the process. I haven't talked to Stava about getting him the details, but we need pictures and other things. Rick, if you can give us a little blurb, include the water tenders, because we'll start addressing those kinds of things. Maybe shoot for the 15th, which is just next week. I need to, mine's about 3/4 done. And then we'll send a little notice out. If we're doing this electronically rather than with a mailing, we'll send a postcard, which is a quarter of the cost of a big mailing. So it costs us, you know, $300-$400 to send out the postcard and direct people to the website. And we'll see how that works. This is something Greg Stava advocated years ago, and we'll see how it works out. We need to simplify things, beat us all into the new century. Any other committees that we think of? Right. And certainly, Rudy, you weren't here, but I've told you in personal conversations, you can't imagine the impact that moving into this storage room and back here and everything had on everybody. I mean, it was one wonderful day. You know, everybody was happy. You know, they were busy. They were throwing crap away.
When I heard that
John had to go dumpster diving.
Yeah. When I heard we started throwing this junk away, that made me happy.
Yeah. Oh my God, they filled up
twice again.
And they hauled a pickup truck load to Cherry, by the way. Did you get them? They were, I'm sure, happy to receive that. And so that was great. It was, and it really makes a big difference. Look at the, you know, just the appearance of the firehouse. It was pretty something.
Yeah, I got one more quickie.
Sure.
Okay. this may seem silly, but the cards that are sent back is the acknowledgement of gift of things you put in your window.
Right.
Every year, last 100 years, and God forbid we do anything different, but, you know, they're different colors, so you can see that it's...
Yeah.
What Bill and I came to the conclusion was that people were concerned about the cards, not because they were the cards, but they were afraid that if they didn't have the correct card in the window, we wouldn't fight their fire. So I'm suggesting that we use the same color card so they stop calling me all the time, you know, where's my new card, even though they get one. You know, it's because it's this neuroses that we're not going to fight the fire. Is there any historical reason that they have to be this thing, different color every year?
No. And now that you're not going to be getting the calls, that Steve's going to be getting the calls, what do you care?
Yeah, okay. Actually, let's change the color because you're going to believe, you won't believe the call. But it is true. I mean, people are afraid we're not going to come
right
to home.
That's
you know, and if it's the same color, nobody would know the difference.
That's an education process. Maybe we can address that in the newsletter. Okay.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay. Old business. Welcome information for the new homeowners.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I've had some discussions.
I'm working on it.
And
we had these. I sent you these things, and I was finally able to contact somebody at Yavapai Emergency. In fact, it was the woman who created the card. They have no more in stock. They have 10 cards in stock and not getting any more. And because it says Yavapai County Emergency Management on it, they gave us permission to print them, but we can't modify them. Okay, so Bill and I talked a little bit yesterday, and I sent this out to everybody, too. Hopefully you got it. Okay, and it's modified enough to where I think we can use it with our logo up here, and I'd like input. Anything I need to add, delete, multiply, or divide?
Vic was reaching for it here. Let the record show Vic is a reviewer.
Vic is reviewing.
Perfect.
Okay. And that's a go.
Okay.
We need to send out in different colors every year.
This is something we can print up.
Is there a reason to print it on red paper instead or white paper?
I don't think so.
No.
You get into, I don't know about anymore, but it used to be that if you ordered printed stuff and it was a bright color, especially red, it was more expensive.
Right.
Because red is the more expensive color.
Right.
I don't know if it's still that way or not.
So we'll decide how we get this printed up.
Yeah. Okay.
And
then I checked on the Pilot Life because I had made up that card to put down your medical stuff. And Victoria brought up last time, and so did Lauren, the Pilot Life thing. Well, I looked into that. The you go to YRMC, and they'll give you one or two, but not 50 or 100, things like that. So I looked it up online. And if we buy 50, they're $1.69 each. If we buy 100, they're $1.59 each. And these are refrigerator magnet. It comes in a pouch, and the magnet sticks to the refrigerator.
It's a pouch.
It's a pouch. The
information
is
hidden inside. Okay.
Right, it's outside.
Okay.
Okay. And then as far as...
Would it have our logo on it?
I saw some. A lot of people offer File of Life, and some are customized, mainly fire departments in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Boston was one, and I think Philadelphia or Baltimore was another one. And they were paying $5 a piece just to get the logo on there. And that's a little bit steep.
Right.
But that was my opinion.
So we're already paying, a buck and a half for this, and then the others are going to cost about a buck and a half to print those magnets.
Right?
Yeah. We get 250 for $200? That's 79 cents a piece. So now we're talking about the information plus whatever we're printing. It's going to cost us between $3 to $5 for this new information stuff that we're giving.
Right.
But we're also going to sell it at the merchandise table.
Right, anything with our logo on it. Patent infringement.
I think that's a great idea. And for that reason, I would put the logo on the
pouch.
The pouch.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if we can do it.
I think
branding.
The only problem with this whole refrigerator thing, everybody that has stainless steel now, they don't stick.
Well, super glue.
Yeah,
I'll mention that.
Score nail.
Right.
And that's about it. Okay, so we're down the road, and we're starting to get stuff. Okay,
yeah,
we need some printing yet to do, and we can work that out. Okay, facility maintenance. We still, you know, don't have a particular point of contact. Rudy, I've talked to these two guys, Rick Baker and Bob Stairwalt. They're not necessarily able to do it, but Rick's been under the weather, and if we can get some plan for maintenance, then we just need to work out somebody to do it. I think you had volunteered you could do it.
Yeah, like months ago.
We just need to get a plan, but you don't want to be the one running through doing the inventory. Like this court, I know Paul Neese was, you know, said, oh, my God, what's that about? And what that is a heat strip for the water line that's up in the attic. So, okay, storeroom project closing report, I think, you know, we talked about that. And the fall newsletter, we talked about that. Any other new business that we need to talk about that we haven't talked about?
You know, when he talked about the fundraising in little old Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Lonzi there, but they, I think they have a volunteer, I don't know, mechanic for how their fire department works, but it's pretty much structured like we are, only on a much larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
When they have their fundraising and their pig roast and their things, big banner across the city every year it is, the one they invite the public. It's donation,
right,
like we have here. The big banner reads, come to our fire and we'll come to yours. Right across Main Street of town. So I thought, it's all tongue in cheek.
No, I think that's great, but we don't have a town.
We would put that.
Where is Main Street?
No border next time.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Community announcements, anything from the WCAA this month?
Yes, there is a, what is it, 15th?
Yeah.
Is that the date? I think that's the date that we're having
Saturday.
A White Elephant dinner. I can't give you the times.
It's an evening thing?
It's an evening thing, and the community is invited. I think there's a $5 admission.
Where's it held?
The door. It's going to be at
Talkers.
At the Talkers residence, Trouble Kiln Road.
Okay.
You can park in our house for a couple bucks.
Just hope it's not icy.
Yeah. You really are worse than
that. It's a one-way trip. And
the WCAA does have new officers as of October. The president is Jeff Morehouse. I'm the vice president. Nancy Monthopper is the treasurer. And Linda Hornet, the secretary.
Okay. Thank you. Any other announcements? Anything anybody else wants to say? The board. Do you want to talk about branding? You keep hanging on me and wrangling on me about branding.
No, it was more my comments to you were about putting on all the red billboards. We need to do like WFPA and then walkerfire.org to send people to the website. People will drive by. I've talked to people who stop by. They have no idea there's a website. And I had talked to Onesian before about putting it out here where you put the, you know, walkerfire community. Our house where everybody has on the wall here, but also just putting walkerfire.org. So it directs people there. You don't have to send stuff out. But, you know, there's a few of the red billboards around, and then having a plaque at the bottom that this is, you know, WFBA, walkerfire.org.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, not supposed to answer. Your daughter has a great idea, though. Okay, anybody else? I know that she's been, she mentions this to me all the time. I'm
going
to
get
sick and tired of it. John? Lauren, anything else? No? It's a cranky old guy there. Tim?
I don't know if it's appropriate to ask Joyce a question. I don't know if
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, I think we're
been the latest update on our map, digital map?
Yes, I need to get that out. I had finished all of down here. There was just that one road that's locked that I have to get up to, because in between air photos and the locked gate, it's really weird. It's right there at the end of Walker Road.
Where is the green gate? Where the green gate?
No, no, Walker Road.
No. It's down. It's that road down at the very end.
The other part of Walker.
Before the switch back up to I think it's Gunder Springs. Yeah, but there's a weird entrance, and I can see where all the homes are, but I can't figure out where the roads are. So actually, I was just going to finish that one, hopefully drive by this weekend. And then the other, I need to do some more work up just at Potato Patch and up beyond. I've done some, but there are some places up there. And there's a road that nobody has. It's called Lake Drive that I need, that's off of, it's actually between the Hacienda Lake and like the mill site road. And I brought it to the county's attention, and they're like, oh, like they have addresses, but there's no road. And there's so many trees you can't see it in your photos, and it's another locked area to get down. So there's still work to do. Yeah, there's still some small areas, but really, I would say 80 to almost 85% of it is really done.
Are you posting the latest one on the website for download?
So the thing with that is with Chris. So I had given, because it's a big file. I had put it out there before, then I could email people to say, hey, go download it from here. And so there was some stuff like that, but it was like, I couldn't just send it out in an email because it was too big. And he didn't like everyone going through the web. He didn't like the way the email set up. He had those server issues. So, we need to figure out a better way to getting it out.
From my own intelligence here, Fannie Marie. The new Garmin's, you can download their new maps. Can you download your map into one of these things?
I'm not familiar. Those are all GPS, and what we're doing is GIS. GPS.
So it's a different format.
It's a different format,
okay.
Yeah. And
that'd be very handy to be able to just.
Well, we have a Kindle for Joyce's map.
No, he's talking about being able to load it into your actual navigation system on your car.
For fire department use? Or no?
For personal use.
When I get lost, I want to know where I am.
Yeah, he's talking about here. He can walk out see exactly where he is by his latitude latitude and see where he is. So, yeah, the GPS and GIS, they're similar, but they're different. You know, and coordinate systems, and there's a whole lot of stuff to it. But, there might be. I don't go out and look at all the techie stuff that's out there, but I'm sure there's something like that out there, but you want to pay a portion for it.
But that is an appropriate question, because that could be part of the committee reports. We just slip back up into the committees. But you're also, I think, in communication with the county, so the county will eventually adopt, as they come out, she reports what she finds as differences, if I'm right.
Right. I need to, there's a whole system of who you go through. But to give them, they have streets totally wrong. They have streets missing. They have some stuff that's totally wrong, and I brought it to their attention. Usually they send it out to a guy that then goes out and drives it, and then, so like that Lake Drive is one of them. I'm like, this isn't on here. You have all these addresses. They're like, oh. So the address people took care of that one, or are supposed to be taking care of that one. But there's different, hierarchies within the county of who does what. So I have some links into some of the right people, but then, I just count on them to forward it to the right people.
But I guess that's part of the answer to what you were asking. Eventually the county will come and confirm what she has done, because she's not a county employee, and it'll find its way into their system.
Yes.
And then it'll find its way into the Garmin system, as however often they download.
Right.
But it's a multi-step process.
Okay.
And how they digitize across America,
And I suppose if Garmin found her, they might use her maps, but then they'd be trusting somebody that's just,
They do that. There's a reporting mechanism for Garmin, my understanding.
There are some things they call them, like open source, where you can, I can go in there and add all these enhancements to their stuff, and so it's known that this was done by the community versus their company, and they usually work off of that. Yeah, but that means I have to go in and go fix their stuff for them.
I felt like the fire department when they had the ATV thing, and I punched in one of the dresses, one of the clues on the poker run. Oh my God. 6 years later, we were off somewhere. Remember when we finally found us? That was like an hour after we had gotten lost. The GPS, I commiserate with you when you punch in your GPS and take a fire truck. It's nowhere to be found.
Okay, now we're off the rails.
That's a coordinate system issue, and there's a lot with that,
Now we're off the rails.
Okay. I don't care.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else from the board? Have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
I'm starting to have a lot of
fun.
I told
you that too, Gary.
There's
the flat
wheel,
which
is straight. I need to make a report.
We're going to vote on this, everybody.
Aye.
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 Here we go. We're good to go.